the city of Viraj witnessed the gaiety and pomp of Uttara and Abhimanyu's wedding. Poshiraj, Shaibya, Drupad, Draupadi's son, Drushtadyumna, Shikhandi, kings of many lands, Shri Krishna, Balram, and many Yadavs were present at the wedding. After the wedding, they had all gathered in the hall of the palace. All were faced with only one question. What should the Pandavs do now? As was decided after the game of dice, the Pandavs had completed their 12 years of exile and 1 year of living in hiding. Hence, their kingdom must be returned to them by Duryodhan. Keeping in mind Duryodhan's nature, everyone doubted that he would return the kingdom to the Pandavs. And if he did not return the kingdom, then what would the Pandavs do? During this debate, Shri Krishna narrated to everyone present the atrocities and the acts of betrayal committed by Duryodhan on the Pandavs while they were in exile. Addressing everyone, Shri Krishna said, "The Pandavs are demanding the kingdom that they have attained through their strength and valor. They are not interested in anyone else's wealth, fame or kingdom." During the game of dice, Duryodhan took his maternal uncle Shakuni's help. The cunning and evil Shakuni defeated the Pandavs and sent them into exile. The Pandavs accepted the 12 years of exile and 1 year of living in hiding without any complaint. The Pandavs followed the path of truth, justice and religion. That is why they have borne all the hardships without a murmur. Even if the kingdom of heaven was presented to the Pandavs by unfair means, they would not accept it. They will take only what they get by following the path of righteousness. I cannot understand Duryodhan. I do not think he will return the kingdom to Pandavas so easily. On hearing this, Balram said, "I agree with every word that Shri Krishna has uttered. There is no doubt in my mind that the Pandavas must get their share of the kingdom." Everyone discussed what Shri Krishna and Balram said. They all felt that war was the only option. Drupad advised, "Duryodhan is evil and obstinate. He will never agree to return the kingdom to the Pandavas." Bhishma, Dronacharya and others owe allegiance to Duryodhan. Hence, they will never go against his wishes. "We should send an ambassador to Dhritarashtra, and secondly, we should send emissaries to kings who will agree to help us in battle. All the emissaries should be sent today itself, because kings will help the one whose messenger reaches them first. I am sure Duryodhan too must be preparing for battle. Now, it doesn't make sense to sit idle." Yudhishthir sent emissaries to kings of lands far and away, requesting their help in battle. Drupad too sent his minister as an ambassador to Dhritarashtra. Arjun himself left for Dwarka to request for Shri Krishna's help in battle. On hearing this from his spies, Duryodhan too left for Dwarka. They both reached Dwarka on the same day at exactly the same time. Shri Krishna was sleeping in his chamber. Duryodhan and Arjun were both allowed to enter the chamber as they were related to Shri Krishna. Duryodhan entered first and sat on a high seat next to Shri Krishna's head. Arjun entered next and sat near Shri Krishna's feet with folded hands. Shri Krishna awoke a little while later. On opening his eyes, he saw Arjun first and then Duryodhan. Shri Krishna smiled and welcomed both of them. He asked them their reason for coming. Duryodhan said, "A battle is about to begin between us Kauravs and the Pandavs. I have come to ask for your help in this battle. Arjun and I are both your relatives. We both have the right to ask you for your help. But you must help the one who asks for your help first. I came here first, hence you must help me." On hearing this, Shri Krishna smiled and said, "Duryodhan, what you have said is true. You may have come first, but on opening my eyes, it was Arjun who I saw first. I shall help you both. But in terms of age, Arjun is younger to you. That is why the first chance should go to Arjun. My army of 10 lakh Yadavs shall fight for one of you." "And I, without lifting any weapon, shall be on the other side. I will not fight. Which of these two options will you choose? My army or an unarmed me?" Without a second, Arjun